A few days left before Matan Torah. And a little bit of Divrei Cyrus in terms of how one is able to achieve the maximum of the tremendous Hashpoyos of Matan Torah. Bichlal Dovid HaMelech says in Tehillim, he says, "Samachti be'omrim li beis Hashem neilech." The Melech says, the greatest thing that gives me simcha is when I have an opportunity to come into a beis Hashem. If we think about these simple words, from where they are coming from, though the Melech as a Melech be Yisrael had the ability and had the opportunity to acquire all tanugei oilam hazeh. There was nothing that he couldn't have. He's a Melech b'Yisrael. And yet David HaMelech says, "Somachti b'yoyimrim li beis Hashem neilech." That in fact, that which gives him simcha is to be able to come into a beis Hashem. And the emes is, Bala Musar, I've said it all the time, but I believe there's a major component that is many times lost and has not been emphasized, and that is when the Arachayim HaKodesh says in his immortal words on V'samachto B'chol HaToiv in Parshas Kisiso, famous words, V'samachto B'chol HaToiv Ein Toiv El HaToira, says the Arachayim, Kim hoyu b'nei yodo margishim, if people would have the tchus to be margish b'mesikois v'areivois toiva toiro, if a person would have the tchus to siyata d'shmaya to be toyim the emes digitam toiro, the sweetness of toiro, hoyo mishtagim, they would literally go out of their minds. We must in Yiddish, mevolt fakishif given from the ne'imus and the mesikus and the arevus ha'toyre umislatim achreo, and there would be a difference to it. Vo yechoshe beneim maloy oilon kesef v'zov l'meuma, and to have the entire world worth of kesef v'zov would be meaningless. And he concludes, Ki ha-toyre koileles kol ha-toyve shebi-oilum, because the Toyre is koilel all the toyves in the world. And I think these last words have to be emphasized. V'derech klal raboisai, in the world of pleasure, in the world of oilam hazeh, the fact is that people always are forced to make choices. You always have to give up something in order to acquire something else. The Meyakayits are very quickly approaching. People have their mindsets on vacations, and now they open up various publications, and each one basically comes along to try to impress upon the consumer why you should davki go to this particular site. And he finds out that he has tremendous conflict. He just doesn't know where to go. Because if I go over here, he says, there's tremendous, tremendous scenery. The air is gewaldig. Mountains. Rivers. But someone said that the food isn't that good. So there's a chesaron mitzad hasheni. And then he turns another page and he sees a different display ad. There up is, the climate is not exactly so perfect. You can't count on the weather. The accommodations are gewaldig. The price is right. So now Mamish, look, he doesn't know what to do. He holds up his hand and says, I have a problem. He doesn't know where to go. So he has tension. He's confronted to make a choice. And now he has to decide, what's Kedai to give up in order to receive that? When am I giving up less, or what am I more interested in? So b'derech klal, when it comes to tanugei olam hazeh, there's a certain price, whether it is money, whether it is exertion, tirchet, traveling. When a person gives up tanugei olam hazeh for the sake of Torah, Rabbi Yisrael is not giving up. You know why? Because the Torah is koileles kol ha-toivah shebi olam. It means you have that as well. It's not that you're making a choice to give up this for the sake to attain ne'imus arevus mesikas ha-toirah. But if you have this yad d'shemayeh, the Kodesh Baruch Hu gives you the schus, and we have to be worthy of that schus. Therefore we say in the davening every day, we say v'ha'arev no Hashem alekeinu divrei sarascha b'finu. We should be zoiche to the sweetness of Torah. But if you have that schus, if you are one of those who are zoiche to be toyim the emes v'getam Torah, you realize that you're not giving up, because ki ha'Torah koileles kol ha'toivah shebi olam. That is many times that is not brought out. In other words, Rabbi Yisrael the Yerachaim is not merely saying that the Toiv of Torah is better, but the Toiv of Torah has that also, all of the other things that you might have chosen. When you're choosing, when you have the Toiv of Torah, you did not give up on anything, because Ka Torah Koilelos Kol HaToiv Shebi Olam. That I believe is the Oimek HaKavon of the Yerachaim HaKadosh. And how does he know it? And again, I believe he emphasizes, because the Pasuk says v'somachto b'chol ha-toiv ein toiv el ha-toirah, which means that Torah is not just toiv, but v'somachto b'chol ha-toiv, that in the package of Torah you have every possible definition of toiv that you can imagine is right there in Torah. V'somachto b'chol ha-toiv is the all-encompassing good. That is Torah. That is the Samachti B'yom Rimli Beis Hashem Neleich. And the emes is, when the Mishnah says, in Ovis, Kol Anehene Medivre Torah, very enigmatic Mishnah, Kilu Noitel Chayu Min Oilom, simple interpretation of course means that anybody who uses Torah for his own benefit is held accountable. Kilu Noitel Chayu Min Oilom. Not a simple statement to bear. But Rav Shraga Feivel Mendelovich once pointed out, and he said, you know what it means, kol anehene medivre Torah, kilunoytul chayo min oilam. You know what that means? He says, you see, in the world, again, in the world of oilam hazeh, take l'moshul, one of the world's pleasures, people like to drink wine, is the all-time symbol of something that's mesameach leiv elokim v'anoshim, says the pasuk. Yayin, you know the koyach of simcha, ein simcha ela b'basa v'yayin. The koyach of simcha. When it comes to yayin, Rav Shraga Feivel pointed out, most people buy the cheap stuff, grape juice, all the other wines, the common wines that are lined up. Try to give someone who is not a maven on yayin, give him a very expensive bottle of wine, he doesn't want it. Give it to him for free. He's not going to drink it. He doesn't even understand how other people drink that stuff. Same thing with schnapps by some people. Can't figure out why some people enjoy schnapps. Brennt him, the kishkit, not drink. And he never got used to it. He's doing that for the last 25, 30 years. Now that's a chan, he's enjoying it. Somebody who's a wine connoisseur, somebody who has trained his palate to appreciate a good wine, he can't drink the other stuff anymore. Just a heifer. He already has elevated his taste. He's now already sensitive. He's already a maven. He can't even enjoy the other stuff. And the same thing with the music. Thousands and thousands of tapes of music are being sold. Given the type of music that the general public, very cheap music, low-class music, plays classical music. Very few people have an interest. People are extra mevinin. Special music. Once a person trains himself to appreciate high quality music, Seder Shagafai, he can't listen to the simple stuff anymore. He can't listen to it. Seder Shagafai, when a person trains his spiritual palate to be able to be margish, the Mesikas of Torah. Torah is that special wine. Torah is that special music. Hashira Hadois. Torah is Shira. When somebody already is sophisticated enough to appreciate, to be able to have the sensitivity of discerning, to be Torah Metam and Mesikas HaTorah, all Tanug Oilam Azeh, he can't do it anymore. It's a Bekim Tzachim Shainish. The same way that you can't drink a cheap wine anymore. You can't listen to slop music. He said, "Kol anehen medivrei Torah," means if someone is zoche that he finds pleasure in Torah, is kilo noitel chayim in oilam. The ganze welt doesn't mean anything to him. Offer him something else. It's secondary. It's a poor imitation. Kilo noitel chayim in oilam. There's nothing else that you can give him anymore. He already trained himself to appreciate something better, something higher. So this statement is now has been converted into a positive statement. If you are zeiche to find pleasure in Torah, nothing else doesn't matter anymore. Coincide with the words of the Arachayim HaKadosh. And therefore, when Chazal tell us that Torah is nimshel l'mayim, that Torah is compared to water, and the Chofetz Chaim once asked, and he says, Torah is nimshel l'mayim. Mayim is the cheapest mashke to come by. There are many more choshev in mashkoi. Certainly yayin, even may peiris, orange juice, ukedayim. Stam mayim, pushet vaser, adi zukmanach, pros vaser. Torah is nimshel l'mayim. You couldn't find anything higher to compare Torah to. So once occurred to me, Poshet, Torah Nimshel Amayim means because any other type of mashke rabbeisai is a luxury mashke. It's not essential to life. Yain et choshev it is, a person can live to 120 without ever drinking a drop of wine in it. Can live? He's in the height. Any other mashke is a luxury mashke. Mayim is not like that. Mayim is a basic staple of life. You can't live without mayim. Torah is nimshel l'mayim. The role of Torah in your life is not a luxury. The role of Torah in your life is mayim. This is what gives you life. This is life. Torah nimshel l'mayim. As a matter of fact, in a certain sense, it may even be an understatement. Many years ago, in Kamenitz, a particular Magid was speaking to the Talmidim about the role of Torah in Jewish life, and the Magid tried to impress upon the Talmidim by saying, "You know what Torah is?" He said, "Torah is like Avil l'Neshima. It's like air that you breathe. You can't live without air. This is what Torah is." And Rabbi Ochber got up and he said, "Ben Moiche, you have just degraded the Torah to one step lower." And the Magi said, "I don't understand." I said, "The most one can say." I said, "Torah is mamish air. It's Avril l'Neshima." And Rabbi Ochber's characteristic of the lomdus of Rabbi Ochber, he said, "Listen, do you know what Avril l'Neshima means? Avril l'Neshima means that you need air to breathe in order to live. Air itself is not life. Air is a sibah in order to live. Which means that if there would be something else to substitute besides air, it would also be good. Because air is merely a sibah in order to live. By saying that Torah is like Avril l'Neshima, you're saying Torah is a sibah of life. It's a mistake. Torah is life itself. It's not a sibah to live. By saying that Torah is avil neshima, you have now stepped back. You have reduced the madrega of Torah. It's not just a sibbet for life. But Torah is the essence of life. That's what Torah is. Says the Chofetz Chaim. Says the Chofetz Chaim. Anybody knows a little bit of Hilchos Brachos? What is the difference between Mayim and any other Mashkoyes? The difference is, when it comes to Mayim, the halacha is Hashoyes Mayim Litzmoy Mevorech Shehakol Nihi B'dvorei. You make a bracha on Mayim. Mayim basically doesn't have a tam. If you're thirsty, you make a bracha. Which means that if I'm drinking Mayim, not because I'm thirsty, let's say I want to swallow a pill, I don't have to make a bracha. If I'm not thirsty, I don't have to make a bracha. As a matter of fact, I want to mention that a member of Nodem Godel Miyoyit from England was once giving a lecture, giving a drasha, and he needed to clear his throat. He asked for a glass of water, barabit, right? A few hundred people sitting there. Take the glass of water, and he made a public announcement. He said, "You see, Rabbi Zai, I ain't going to be drinking this glass of water, but I'm not going to make a bracha. We've gone to Noil. Because I'm not thirsty. I need to clear my throat. I'm going to make a bracha." He said, "I'm not thirsty. I chose the mind with smoy. You only make a bracha if one is thirsty. Yayin or any other of the mashkoyes, it has a tam, it has a taste. You make a bracha regardless. You make a bracha." Said the Chofetz Chaim, Torah is nimshel lemayim. You know how? It has to be litzmoy. You have to thirst for Torah. If you want to be matzliach in Torah, one has to be drawn to Torah. One has to appreciate Torah. He has to have hachomes haTorah in his mind to understand, to sit back and contemplate, to be mizboyin and buslikt in Torah. What Torah means in your life. What does Torah mean to you? In a way that you have tzimoy and that you are thirsting. That's why Chazal have compared and have said that Torah is nimshel lemayim. Because davke by mayim you have the tanai of litzmoy. That one has to be thirsty. So that is one nekudah. The nekudah is that a person to have the hatzloch and limud haTorah, it has to be litzmoy. One has to, his avodah should be towards the idea of training his palate in order to be sensitive, to be margish, the neimus and the mesikas and the arevis toiv haTorah. Choice the mayim litzmoy. That's the avodah. And the emes is, this is begins already at the age of chinuch when children are going to yeshiva. Most cases, other cases, but most cases, certainly in many, many cases, the reason that Talmidim or many Talmidim are not matzliach, they don't enjoy learning. Could be for different reasons, many reasons. And the idea is that the Torah that is being taught, starting to children and even later in the age of Bokharim, also, sometimes they don't understand the subject matter, material. Maybe it's a little different. It has to be presented differently. It's very difficult in the type of educational system we have today. It's not one-on-one. But this is the situation. If a Talmud would enjoy learning, it would have tremendous hatzlocha. It's not a luxury, either yes or no. It's not just a mile. It's a yesoid ha-yesoidis. Torah is nimshel lemayim, it has to be litzmoy. One has to feel a thirst, the same way that he's drawn to all the other things in his life. He's attracted to. And he overcomes all the mechshoilim in order to be able to get it and to reach it. That's Torah nimshel lemayim. But there's also another component. You know, in the parasha that we have by Matan Torah, the pasuk says, "V'yatzu b'tachtis ha'har," that Yidden, of course, that he stood at the foot of the mountain. You notice, Rabbi Yisai, the pasuk doesn't say which mountain it was. Avada Navada, we assume it's Har Sinai. What else is it? "V'yatzu b'tachtis ha'har." But interesting thing is, the immediate next pasuk, the next word, "the Har Sinai oshan kuloi." Har Sinai was smoking all over. There the Torah does describe and tell us this is Har Sinai. And the question is, why not in the previous pasuk, which is earlier? Toisus Tamas Yatzu B'Tachtis Ahor, assuming and relying that we know the mountain we're talking about. But then the Torah says, V'Har Sinai Yoshan Kuloi. The Torah does bother to tell us what mountain we are talking about. And the Baal Turim comes along and he says the following words. First, let me just tell you what he says. Baal Turim says, Melamed Chenitla Shohar Mimkoimoi V'Nasi Kehar Al Gabehar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu uprooted the mountain and it became a Har Al Gabehar, a mountain on top of a mountain. Now that also needs to be here. What do you mean a mountain on top of a mountain? Because Baruch Hu takes Har Sinai and he uproots it. So what's left underneath? Either you have an excavation, you have a big hole. At best, you have flat land, at best. But how do you have a mountain on top of a mountain? Where does it become a Har Al Gabehar? And of course, Kipshutai, the Baal HaTurim is referring to the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Pei Ches. Omer Avdime Bar Chome Bar Chaso, the Melamed Shekof Aleim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tahar Kegigis, he raised up the mountain over their heads. V'omer Lehem Atem Mekabalim Esatoyim Mutav. V'imlav Shom Dehei Kiburatchem. Good. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Toilish the Har. But what does it mean it became a Har Al Gabahar? And I believe, and this is not uncommon and unusual for the Baal HaTurim, that he speaks very bekitzer. He's not referring to Har Sinai, Rabbi Yisrael. Ayin b'yalkut ruveni. Take the yalkut ruveni and look, and he says that at the time of Matan Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked back at a tremendous, tremendous historical event, one of the greatest Nisoyan in all of history, the Nisoyan of the Akedah, which took place where? Har HaMoriah, says the Baal HaTurim, says the Yalkut Ruveni, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was toilish the Har HaMoriah, Mimkoimoi, and he brings Har HaMoriah to the scene of Matan Torah. Hafla v'fela. So what you have here, Rabbi Yisrael, what you see is Kol Yisrael was standing at Har Sinai, and in fact there are two mountains. You have Har HaMoriah and you have Har Sinai. If you learn that way, which mountain was Nitlash Mimkoimoi, which had to be brought in? Har HaMoriah. And Har HaMoriah was suspended over the head. Har Sinai is where it was. So what do you have now? Har Al Gabe Har. If you connect the Yalkut Ruveni with the Baal HaTurim. And if that's the case, it explains the pasuk the Baal HaTurim is saying it on the psukim that we started with. How come the first pasuk doesn't say Har Sinai? Vayisyatzu b'tachtis, they stood under Hohor, the Har HaYadua. Which other mountain in history do we know about? Har HaMoriah. The Har Sinai Yoshen Kulo. In Har Sinai, that's right, the Zach Yishen. But Vayisyatzu b'tachtis Hohor was not Har Sinai. That in fact was Har HaMoriah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted, as it were, Har HaMoriah, that famous mountain that achieved so much in the history of our Avos, not to be absent at the greatest event in history, the Tachlis of Bryas Olam, Matan Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu not only sent Har HaMoriah Rabbi Yisrael an invitation, but he provided transportation as well. A hair gebrengt. He brought the Har HaMoriah. What is the Oymek HaDvorim? What do we learn from that? I believe because this is not merely a mamet, a scene to behold, but there's a lesson and a message for Klal Yisrael on what Kabbalah Satorah means, how to be successful in Matan Torah and Kabbalah Satorah. We're quite familiar. The Gemara tells us in Shabbos Daf Nun Vav, Kol Oimer David Chota Eina Letoyeh. Whoever says that David HaMelech was Chote, and he learns Tanakh Kipshutai, Eina Letoyeh is making a mistake. Shenema the Kposik says, Vayhi David Lechol Derochov Maskil Vashem Imoi. Efshir Shashem Mimoy Bechait Boal Yodoy. Shem Mimoy. Shem Mimoy. He was not Chayte. Kaloimer David Chota Einoy Elatoya. Making a mistake. Kenizan. Vahi David Lecholduk of Maskel Vashem Mimoy. Efshir Shashem Mimoy Bechait Boal Yodoy. If it's Hashem Mimoy, he wasn't Chayte. It's safer from the Mishnah Lamelech. As you know, the Sefer Proshas Derochim. And he says, wait a minute. The Gemara here took a posuk to tell us that David HaMelech was Nechayte. One has a little bit of Bekiyas, as the Mishnah Lamelech did have. It says, Ayin in Sanhedrin Lamed Gimel Omed Beis. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin Daf Lamed Gimel Omed Beis on exactly the same posuk. My dechsev ahi David lechol drachov maskil v'ashem imoy melamei shahalocha kemoisoi bechol mokoi. If David HaMelech passing in the halocha, you couldn't argue with him. He was a poisek ador. David HaMelech. Don't think of a melech in those terms. Think of a melech, someone who is busy maneuvering the political situation of the country. Someone who's involved in an economic situation. Someone who basically is working out the strategies with his cabinet, how to conquer more territory. Chazal tell us the side of David HaMelech. He was a poisek hador. All the Chachmei Yisrael, whoever they may be, Mai dechtiv ahi David l'chol drocha of maskil, melamei chahalocha kemoise b'chol mokeh. Ask the Mishnah Melech, how do you darshan two things from one pasuk? You're telling me, Koloime David, Choto, Eina Letoye, the Gemara in Shabbos, and here the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that's something totally different. Sefer HaTzachayim once pointed out, Satmaru's brother, friendly brother. He said, Dennis is, you know, Yidden are always looking for secrets, how to be Matzliach in learning. Hashem, we're living in a time where there's tremendous soiris for learning. We hear so many drushes. We always hear different soiris for learning. And then we say to ourselves, okay, we make the commitment. But sometimes, the gait in Shazoyim Mevil, the learning is that it's not going so gishmak. I hoped it would be better. And maybe some days they are better. And other days it's not that good. Says the Rachaim HaKodesh Rabbi Yisai in Parshas Reyes. And I'm paraphrasing. Rachaim HaKodesh says, you have to realize, the first thing, if HaKodesh Baruch Hu gave the Torah to Klal Yisrael, it didn't give it to Yechidim. Torah Tzivalonu Moshe Moirosha Kehilas Yaakov. Torah was given to each and every Yid. Each and every Yid had a kinyan in Torah. Some maybe more, some deeper, some broader. But every Yid has a schus and a chelik in Torah. We say, v'sein chelkeinu b'sayr sechot. Every Yid says that. Every Yid. Not afke kolingeman, certainly not afke rosh yeshiva or a rov or a magid shir. V'sein chelkeinu, no matter what occupation, whatever profession he's in, no matter where he comes from, what his background is, v'sein chelkeinu b'sayr sechot. There's no discrimination. Every Yid has his chelik in Torah. And the Yalshach HaKadosh, as a matter of fact, says, you have your particular chelik that no one can take away from you. Every Yid has his own particular chelik that it is his to bring down in a Shomayim. Could be a chiddush that takes 2 minutes to say. Could be one diuk in the pasuk and some insight. Could be some taish. Could be some words of Yisoyeris that is brought out. But there's something that you have a chelik in Torah that no one can touch, no matter how great he is. There's your chelik that belongs to you, yourself. The Torah came to Moshe Rabbeinu. Because Baruch Hu gave the Torah to Klal Yisrael. And, because Baruch Hu gives the Torah to each and every Yid, it means he also gave us the opportunity and the wherewithal. He gave us enough seichel, at least on our level, on one's level, to be able to have a havon in Torah. So why is it? Why do we have so many kashas in Torah? why do we encounter so many difficulties in Torah? Why is it that many times we just come to a stop? Why is it? What are these reasons? So the Chaim HaKodesh, he says, because Torah demands a code of behavior. That the avoinoyis of shel adam, the averus of a person in his private life, creates bilishoinoy, he says, a mesach hamavdil, a mechitza, a barrier, which means on the other end, from a Kodesh Baruch Hu's vantage point, Kodesh Baruch Hu is ready and he's showering down hashpoyet ha-toyre and avonas ha-toyre to each and every yid. But our avonos, he says, create a mechitza. We create a barrier. Blockage. You can have a perfect pipe with fresh water flowing through it, but if it's clogged in the other end, not going to make it. The chesaron is from this end, says the Rechaim HaKodesh. The chesaron is not from there. From the Tzad HaShemayim, he says the Torah is coming down. It's being piped down. Pipe down the line. The Torah is coming down. Chesaron is here, he says. Avoinoisov shalodom creates a mesach hamavdil. Torah needs a hanhoge b'kedusha v'tahara. Torah is not chokhmat odom. It is not human chokhmah. Torah is chokhmat Hashem. And in order to be zaychet to chokhmat Hashem, you have to have a shaychet with Hashem. You have to be dovuk b'Hashem in order to be able to be masik chokhmat Hashem. All the rules that apply, Rabbeisai, to achieve success in secular studies, these rules don't apply to Torah. Some of them. But that's not the Makir B'Patish. The key to success in Chokhmah HaTorah, to be Zoyche, to Siyata Dishmaya, because without Siyata Dishmaya it doesn't work. It doesn't work with human intervention. You need the Shtadlus. You have to learn Torah, Klik, Shalom, and Koparan. But with your Shtadlus, you need the Siyata Dishmaya. You're creating the base kibble, the Kli. And Avonoisa of Shalodom creates the Metach HaMavdil to block out. You're blocking out the screen. You're blocking it out. There's something in the transmission, the shtimpnish. The hookup is faulty. The voice of Shalodom creates a mesach hamavdu. And therefore, Rabbeisai, there's no steer anymore. Because the emes is, we darshan, like the Gemara says in Shabbos, Koloime David Choto Eina Letoye. David wasn't choite. Once you know that David wasn't choite, so memele melame chaloche kemoise bechol makod. Rechaim HaKodesh says, Shemoyer v'shomato. On those words. Shemoyer. He took the Torah. Shemoyer. If you'll be shomer the Torah, v'shomato, you'll have havona. You'll understand Torah. So it's hobo hotalye. One is the consequence of the other. Chazal darshan that David HaMelech wasn't choyte. He was mekayim the Shemoyer. The more one is Mekayim the Shemoyer, the more he is Zoychet of the Shomato. If you're telling me with confidence that David HaMelech wasn't Chayter, then you also know Memele. You don't need a separate Rosh for that. Who else is worthy? Who else should be worthy for Siyata Dishmaya? To be Mechav L'Aloche. To be Mechav L'Aloche Siyata Dishmaya. Which means that Yitochen one can be an Ilui Nifle, Rabbi Yisrael. Telling you a fact, you could be an Ilu Nifla, you could have the greatest Kishroinis, you might be one of the 10 top Balei Kishrin in the country, and it's very shayach to be able to say the best shiur in the world does not mean that you can paskin a halocha. Because for psak halocha, you need siyata dishmaya. You can use all the intellectual acrobatics and to put things together, information, but then you're using Torah in the same way that lahavla you use any chokhmah, which is merely a stimulated intellectual exercise. But that's not what Torah is. Torah is you are connecting and you are learning Chochmas Hashem. In order to be Zoychet to Chochmas Hashem, Shemoyer, you need Yerushimayim. Yerushimayim you need. And that's what the Chazan Sofer says. When the Gemara says, Megillah Davov. And you heard it 100 times. The Gemara, I mean, not the Chazan Sofer. The Gemara says, Yogati Umatsosi Tamin. Person says, I was a Miyageya. Yeah, come on, Gepluk. I put in the time. I put in the effort. Umatsosi Baruch Hashem, I was Matsliak Tamin, believe him. And what does the Gemara say after that? That we fail to see. The Hanamila says the Gemara Lechadudi. Yeah, to say a nice pshat. Avala oik megirse siyate dishmaye. And what does oik megirse mean? What does Rashi say? Shaloi yishkach. Not to forget. Not to forget, you need siyate dishmaye. So I used to say many times, why need siyate dishmaye for not to forget? Chazer. Chazer once, chazer twice, review 3 times. You know what? How about Meir Pom Mevechot? Review it. As much as necessary, and you remember. The point that you would also say, in fact, today, in the way that Derech Halim and Olam HaYeshiva is Tavad important, because in order to know that you have to Chazor, Rabbi Yisrael, Nitzat Yishmai. Because the definition of Chazor, Rabbi Yisrael, what does that mean? Chazor means, I am reviewing that which I still remember. Because if you don't remember it, it's not called chazore. It's called learning fresh. Chazore means reviewing that which you already know. The Gemara says, Kosha tikka mechadetzi. Gemara describes it that way. So chazore by definition means that you are reviewing, I'm chazoring over that which I already know. So the Yetzer comes and says, why do you have to waste time to learn over something that you know, and you still know, you know? Might as well use those 10 minutes to learn something new. Why chazor? Tremendous Yetzer. The Irish yeshivas, they used to be, he said in the Derech HaLimud of the Zman, half his Zman they would learn, daf after daf, and then the second half of his Zman, they would stop. It would be reserved for Chazorah. And then they took Bechinas at the end, for whatever they learned, the entire Zman. Chazorah was an integral part of the Seder HaLimud, in the Zman of a yeshiva. Put just something, find some time somewhere. Don't always find some time somewhere. It was part of the Seder HaYoyim itself. These next few weeks, it's Chazorah. That's what it is. The Ketchile. This was the Kviyas. If you think it starts 60 years ago, 100 years ago, it's what he found in the Maral. From the Maral, the Maral tells us that Purim is not really a day off from learning. The Shloah also. It's not a day off from learning. Adrab is Kimu v'Kiblu. Elamai, the fact was, there's no Seder HaYeshiva in Purim. You know what the Maral says? They reserved it for Chazorah, he said. They didn't have to have the Rosh Hashiva come in and so on. It was the Yoyin that was nikveh for Chazorah. The idea of Chazorah. So you need Siyata Dishmaya, it's a Visna Medav to Chazan. The Chazam Sofer, the Chidush Chazam Sofer. Says the Megillah, he says as follows. He says, who told you, Bechlau, that Chazorah helps? Who told you? You know how you know? You know it from your Gashmi Zigah world. Person wants to remember certain inyonim, he wants to remember certain calendar dates, he wants to remember very certain important situations. You want to remember phone numbers, tell you not to remember anything. People have this little machine in the pocket, Dabshengunish Kenan, Dabshengunish Wissen. All that he has in his pocket. So you remember, you know, if you chazer something 5 times, 10 times, kids in school to review poems, they knew they went over it 50 times, so they remembered it. Till tomorrow. Forget. You chazer. I'm sorry for just because review Chazorah works for Inyonim Gashmiim does not at all mean that it works to be Koine Inyonim Ruchniim, because the Kopf is a Gashmi Zige Kopf, says the Chazam Sofer. Your Seichel is a Chaseichel, a Menschlich Seichel. Torah is clearly and purely Ruchniis. Ruchniis and Gashmiis B'derech HaTeva cannot go exist. They are two opposites. Like Eshimayim, fire and water. It's like the Ramah tells us. The Ramah, in the beginning, in Shulchan Aruch, is involved. Every Yid, a few times a day, you make the Gevaldig Yibrocha, you say, Reifei Chol Bosor, Umafli Latois. Yibrocha, again, should be emphasized. What a precious Brocha that is. And we only come to realize how that is when we see other people. When you go to be Mevakeh Cholin, you find out that not everyone has that chus to be able to make that bracha as it was meant to be. What's matli lasois? What is the plea in the bria? Rabbeisai, every molecule, every square inch in the human body is a kaplia. Every organ, the eyes, the millions and millions of little veins, and the way the precision, the way everything works, and the way it's coordinated, the discipline. No, that's not the emphasis of the bracha. Which is purely kulay ruchnius, and the Rebbein Shalom decided to put that neshama into the human body, which is kulay gashmius, and to nest every day that the neshama doesn't just fly out and leave him bare. They can't live together. Because Baruch was geizer, they should. That's the plea. That gashmius and ruchnius somehow are able to live in harmony. That's the Reif Echol Bosor. That is the Reif Echol Bosor of Mapli Lassis. You know, Rabbi the Alta von Kelm once said, he said, Azoy, Tekzut Azoy, you know, you're living in the world of Shatchonim. Pashit in the Shatchonim of the world. Besser Shatchonim, Shterke Shatchonim, Gitte, Schlechte, all kinds. No, a good Shatchim is someone that at least has an idea that this Bocher has a Pesachaychis, the two other Shaychis, this Chosim with this Kala, they have at least something in common. That's a good Shatchim. A Shvacher Shatchim Bechlal is not interested at all. If this Bocher has a Shaychis that is with it, the Bocher Mishadach, boy and a girl is Mishadach, Shvachta Shidduch in the world is Mishadach. But no one, said the Alta von Kelm, ever came up with the idea, no matter how a Shvach Shatchan he is, Kainim in the Shang, he said, to be Mishadach, a human being with a behemoth. Kainim in the Shang, and here came the Rebbein Shalom, and he made a Shidduch between the Guf and the Neshama. I don't understand that Shidduch. I still don't understand that shidduch. The guf and the neshama. Roi beichol bosa umafli lasa. That's the plea. Says some toyer. Toyer is chokhmas Hashem. Toyer is ruchnius. So therefore, just because that you are reviewing it and you're chazering over 10 times, 15 times, the gashmius, the gikop, is not capable of absorbing within itself chokhmas haToyer. Elamai, how come it does work? The fact is, it works. Siyata d'shmaya. That's what the Gemara means. La'oik megiris is siyata d'shmaya. If you have more siyata d'shmaya, it's like the Torah halten besser body. If you have less siyata d'shmaya, shvacher ekim. The extent of kim atoyro by the individual, that's siyata d'shmaya. Rabbi Tamashu may remember, I once pointed out, which is a Peladigich Sam Sofer, who says anybody opens up Ishal Zetshuva Sefer, anybody opens up Ishal Zetshuva Sefer will take a look and you'll see that the various titles that is written upon, you have a Shoyl and you have a Meshiv, Rav Agoyin, like Charif Iboki. Charif is someone who is very sharp. Iboki is someone who has a lot of Bekiyas. He knows a lot of knowledge. Sam Sofer says in the Drushes, Sam Sofer Zolz Vishnum, that B'derech HaTeva, the way the Moyach works, the brain works, Charifis and Bekiyas, he says, are two contradictory attributes. Because the mile of one depends on the Lachus HaMoyach, how much moisture there is in the brain, and the success of the other mile, memory, has more to do with Yavshus HaMoyach. And therefore, if one is a great Charif, he says, then there should be a deficiency in the other area, in the Bekiyas area, in the Chelik HaZikoron. And if one is strong in the area of Bekiyas, he should be Shvacher in the area of Charifis. However, says the Chassam Sefer, but Torah does not operate according to the disciplines of human nature. Torah is Chochmas Hashem, and all of the normal rules that apply to acquiring success in Chochmas Chitzonius does not apply to Torah. Success in Torah is told in Siyata Dishmaya. And therefore, Chochmas Hashem, one can be a Charif and one can be a Boki, if he's worthy of the Siyata Dishmaya. In other words, if you have the Shemoyer, you will be Zoichet to the Vishomato. Says the Chassam Sofer, Dov HaNiflos, it says Pshat in the Pasuk in Parsha Shemini. We know that there are two modes of Tahara. There's a Mayon and there's a Mikveh. What is our boy say? What is the difference between a Mayon and a Mikveh? A mayon basically is a mayon hamizgaber. You have fresh water, it's a live spring. fresh water coming in all the time, a bubbly spring. That's a charis, someone who has a koich achidush. He's a mayan amizgaber, always new ideas, fresh, creative. Creativity, that's what he is. That's what a mayan is. The mayan is the koich of charifus, a koich achidush. He's a mayan amizgaber. The mikveh is stagnant, it's stationary. It collects whatever it has and it stays. That's memory. You amass all information that you're able to collect, and basically you absorb it and it stays by you. There's no chiddush, there's no creativity there. It's a blatstein, it's a mikveh. So these are two types of koiches. The koich that someone has a bechin of a mayan, he has a koich achiddush, he's a mayan amizgaber, he's a charet. And then there are other people, their koich of Torah is the bechin of a mikveh, collecting a lot of information. One is told in Lachus HaMoyach, one is told in Yapshus, says some Sefer, Ach Mayon Uboir Mikveh Mayin, to have both, Yehye Tohor, the person has to be pure. If you're pure, that is Shmaya. Doesn't go with the human calculations, with the secular Cheshbonos, doesn't go with the disciplines of Teva. But if you are Tohor, Tohor goes on the person. If you're knowing yourself, you're conducting yourself, your life, Bikidusha v'tahare, then a person taki ken zoiche zah. Then it can be zoiche, to the tiyate di shemaya. I believe, Rabbi Isai, if you take a look, what is the difference between Har Sinai and Har Amurio? What is the difference between the two? Har Sinai, Rabbi Isai, of course, that's Torah. Har Sinai is Torah. Har Amurio, that's Yerushamaya. Ki ato yodati, ki yirei elikim ato. That's what Har HaMoriah is. Har HaMoriah is Yerushamayim. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Klal Yisrael, you are all ready to be mekabel the Torah. It's gevaldik, it's tremendous. But I want you to know, in order that your Kabbalah HaTorah to be meaningful, in order for your Kabbalah HaTorah to be successful, in order for your Kabbalah HaTorah to be miskayim, to have a kiyum, there is a prerequisite. What's the prerequisite? Har HaMoriah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings the Har HaMoriah Yerushamayim to the scene of Matan Torah, and it's not merely side by side. Har al gabei har. You need that first. You need the Shemoyer first. If you have the Shemoyer, then you're going to have the Vishamata. Hasina is afterwards. Koidim, you have to have the lesson of Har HaMoriah. That's the Har al gabei har. You have the Har HaMoriah, and to the extent that you are connected to Har HaMoriah, to that extent, to that measure, that you are connected with Yerushamayim, you're going to be Zoyche. You're going to be Zoyche, in fact. The Chochmas HaTorah Har Sinai. The Chazon Ish once said, it's Yitochen Raboisai, Chazon Ish said, that there is, even in our generation, Yitochen, that there is a Baal Kishrin like Rabbi Kivega. It's not impossible. It's Shaykh. There are Baal Kishrin in the world. Apila Gabe Umisoyim, Chachm Umisoyim, a tremendous Baal Kishrin. It's Yitochen, said the Chazon Ish, that in our generation, that there are or there is a Baal Kishrin like Rabbi Kivega. However, there is no Yerushamayim like Rabbi Kivega. And if there's no Yerushamayim like Rabbi Kivega, there will not be a Rabbi Kivega. Okay. Har HaMoriah, Har Sinai. Choloim Adovid Chotayin Latoya. Once you have that firmly rooted, Shemoyer, Malamed Shalochi Kemoise B'chol Mokim. Then you have it. If you look into the lives of any of the Gedoyim Yisrael, and you can pick your own Gedoyim, Han Lep Nechadel, Man Gudul, Dan Gudel, Man Gudul, Mishkan Gudel, everybody has their own Gedoyim. Whoever you believe is to be a Gadol B'Yisrael who's making a contribution, and certainly when it comes to Pesach Halachin in every area, it's not just the Goyness with the Gevaldige Sfarim that have been written throughout the ages, but the Torah of those great people whose Torah that we are still learning and benefiting today, Asher Mipiyem Onu Chayim, were equally great in Tzidkis. It's not separable. Can't separate it. We don't emphasize that side, because they're tangible. The tangible benefit is the Torah, which is in print. That's what we learn. We don't talk about the private life. But the success and the Siyat Yishmai that they had, look into each and every godel, with Ga'inis and Tzidkis as well. With the great Ga'in and my great Remark Chibinet, the time of Chassam Sefer, Rav of Nicholsburg, we see the tshuva from the Chassam Sefer regarding in particular Agunish Island. And he looks at it and looks at it and looks at it. And a member of the house asked him, he says, why are you looking so long at the tshuva of the Chassam Sefer? Is it something that bothers you? Is it something that needs clarification? He says, no. What I'm looking at is the Chassima of the Chassam Sefer. Because the Chassima of the Chassam Sefer is Mesugal for Yerushimayim. I think it's Ramot Chibinet. These are the Gedolim we're talking about. And in fact, I am Bechuvah of Kivega regarding a particular Agunish Isla. Rabbi Kivega said that we're trying to solve the issue, and just Agavuche, just from the back door, the Chassam Sefer was consulted, and he raised a question concerning the Eidah, something which was not part of the Shaila at all, and it turns out that the Eidah were craven. It was something B'chol for somehow that didn't come into the play. Right, Rabbi Kivega. Chasni HaTzadik. Chassam Sefer was son-in-law of Rabbi Kivega. Chasni HaTzadik. Ruach Hashem Dibur Boy Sheheshiv Leloy Nishal. That responded to something he wasn't even asked about. Why did he even talk about that? Because Siyata Dishmaya. Halach is based upon Siyata Dishmaya. It doesn't make a difference what you ask me. The information that is necessary in order to have and to reach the proper conclusion, that has to be clear. Siyata Dishmaya is needed for that. Without Siyata Dishmaya, you can't do it. You can't be Matsuya. And who, if not again, the Chassam Sefer, the greatest poysik of all time, writes in the Tshuvos Eben Ezer Siman Lamed Ches, Hineni miyirei hoiro me'oid v'koshali lahachnes bedover. Who paskin more shailas than the Chassam Sefer? And he says, I am miyirei hoiro. What does yirei hoiro mean? What is he afraid of? That the Yerushimayim, the responsibility to be the transmitter of Torah Hashem, he's Mehirei Hoiroah. They're not a paskin meshal is in the Chassam Sefer. And then in Siman Yud he writes, Yoadea ani be'atmi shohigati lehoiroah, he says, Bavoi niseinu horabim. These are not just words, poetic words. These are words coming out, Liboy Hator, of the Chassam Sefer. Let me just conclude. I say many times that Talmidei HaYeshiva today, Hashem, there's a new world. Of course, a new world, certainly in Derech HaLimud, of course. But also many of the great Gedolei Yisrael of yesteryear, many of them, people today are not even aware, they hear their names, that the Shatoi, that these were actually the pillars of the world. Zam Gishokel Medevel. Let me just mention one of the Gedolei Yisrael in the time of the Nodi B'Yuda and the Chassam Sefer was a Goyen Oilam by the name of Reb David Deitch. David Deitch was a Rav in the city Neustadt. David Deitch was a Talmud of the Nodi B'Yuda. If you look through the Tshuvas Nodi B'Yuda, it's hard to find a Tshuva where the Chassam Sefer also in his Tshuvas and the Nodi B'Yuda would write greater or bigger titles than on Reb David Deitch. As a matter of fact, I am Bechuvah Chassam Sefer Arachayim Simen Kufchav Dalaz Hikshe Odom Koshe Kibarzel Reb David Deitch writes the Chassam Sefer. Reb David Deitch Nishal Sechuvah Be'er Moshe from the Debtzin Rov writes that he had heard that Reb David Deitch once came to Pressburg the year of the Chassam Sefer, the city of Chassam Sefer was late at night, he had no place to sleep, he went to the Bismedrish, the Bismedrish was open. David Deitch was one of the greatest Anovim also. He lied down on the floor, no problem. Lays himself down to sleep on the floor. And as I bought the Shlufen Dutton, Chassam Sefer happened to come to the Beis Medrash early. And he sees Reb David Deitch on the floor, and he knew him. He cried out, Reb David Deitch on the floor. He writes in the Tshuvos Be'er Moshe. Chassam Sefer the next morning got up in front of the city and he made an announcement. He says, Medav Goyzer Tanazam. Because I say, for Torah, she'nofa le'karke, is a chi of tainus. This is a living Sefer Torah. Dovid Daich on the floor. Dovid Daich. A living Sefer Torah. Dovid Daich, in his private life, with noyeg, precious, and tremendous Kedusha, he had kemat any chumrah that existed, exaggerated chumras. One of his chumras were that he would not eat any baked goods unless the flour was sifted in front of him to make sure of the shchashash of teloim. That was his chumras. In other words, even though it was a great bar samcha, the aloha could rely on a bar samcha, who does it? He had a chumra that he would not eat any baked goods unless the flour to be an ozgezip farim had to be sifted in front. Chashash teloim. It is said that he once visited the Chassam Sofer, and the Chassam Sofer knew Rav David Daich's chumra. So they served Rav David Daich two hot rolls, fresh out of the oven, and the Chassam Sofer says Rav David Daich that he appointed specifically two bacharim in order to sift the flour, not one, two, to have in mind, because this is being sifted take lishmo, lishem hagoyin Rav David Daich. Memel, you can eat it without a shayla. Rav Daich didn't know what to do. He had the chumra not to eat anything, but he figured, look, mishim koydech some sefer, how can I refuse some sefer? Sefer is serving me and I can eat some sefer. So he made up his mind right there and there that he's going to eat it. Mishum Kvoida. He'll be maver his minug, the shame, Kvoid Haksam Sofer. So Rav David Daich goes, before he eats it, just picks up one of the rolls and he gives it a shokel. And two little ants crawl out. And Haksam Sofer sees this. And listen, Rabbi Yisrael, the Chassam Sofer says, I am mamin b'munei shalemo, he says, that these two rolls were free of teloim. But min ha-shumayim op narayin gishtel de tzvai verim, that in order of David Daich should not have to be oivan his minute. This is the Shemoyer. This is the chelik of the Shemoyer. The Shemoyer b'shamata. Just a gaburche. It was said that David Daich had 300 chumras on a tilos yadayim. I'm not sure even what 100 are, but he had 300 chumras on a tilos yadayim. One of the chumras agav was that the water that was drowned was not things like today, so the water had to be shed from a well. His chumra was that it should also, the water should be shoyev, the water that's being drawn should be dafke through a yid, not through a goy. It's not for the maloche who sheds the water. This is one of his chumras. He also had a chumra that before every time that he washed in Tilos Yudayim, he would review the entire Hilchus in Tilos Yudayim Shulchan Aruch. Om Kechazer, Gans Hilchus in Tilos Yudayim. They say that once his Rebbe had a lot of problems with this. You can imagine trying to stop her like that, he says. So she tries and she says, listen, he says, isn't there any Eitzah? This is a very difficult. The other chumra smell, but this is infringing on me. Do you have any Eitzah somehow to get rid of this minhug? He says, yes, I have an etzah, he says. Loilam is like a neder to me. However, Miken Shoyelzah. On the other hand, he says, if I'm Shoyel and I'm not a neder, then I will have to chazar always Hilchas Nedorim, he says. Gaburche, it is said from the Stipler, Sedova Yedua, with those days that smoking was still something very, very common. Many Gedol Yisrael used to smoke, but this was the way it was. And ultimately, when the disciple decided that he's going to stop smoking, whatever you do, so, but in order to be able to really to comply with his resolution, he decided to make sort of like a neder b'li neder. That every time he says he wants to smoke, the gemach that is a neder that I have to learn two blot in mesachtes nedorim. He says, "This can try." So every time I want to smoke, he says, "Okay, pray mesachtes lein and two blot in mesachtes nedorim." So the disciple used to say, the ganze welt might be a masmet. The ball is, I want to smoke, he says. So this is the way, Rabbi Yisrael. This is like Gdol Yisrael, this is the way they work. And I have to tell you that Hagoyen Rabbaran Valkin, the Shal Tshuv is the Kana Haran. So sent to a good Yisrael, by the way, many years ago, he came to America together with Meir Don Plotsky. The Kana Haran brings the Chelik Beis and Mesama Gimel. There's a machloik in a kilo regarding a rov. And certain members of the Kehillah brought in a strange Rav without Rishus Zemor D'Asra, without Rishus Zemor D'Asra, and Rav Aaron Valkin writes in the Zkan Ahara, and he writes as follows. You have to listen to these words. I want to say Dvarim Achodim Lanoshim Halolu Hamachzikim B'machloi Kizu. Betuach Ani, he says, Kilecholu Am Bishgoga. They probably don't realize the seriousness of the act, because they don't know the Mechshoilim Rabbim. But then he goes further. Besides, Kol Acholik Al Raboi Kecholik Al Ashkina. But he says, you want a Rav, what do you need a Rav for? You need a Rav, he says, Levakesh Toira V'hoira Mipi Ish Kozeh Asher Hoira Oisov Asurois His Piske Alocha Ar Oser Ve'ech Epsher Sheyechav Mahalocha Hu Emitis Asher Lozeh Nitzrach Siyate Dishmaye U'bevade Shemeshemayo Lo Yavoyo Lesaye Lo Oiver Averis Kizu. Paskan Alocha Inside Dishmaye. Doesn't make a difference what kind of a Goyan you are. You need the Shemayah. The extent that you have the Shemayah, you're going to have the Shemato. And in fact, the Rebbe took some Tzoyver of Nosen Adler. When there was some Tzoyver still at that time, he was still a young man. And it was a Shaila Mikvoyis. And there was an elderly Rav, a very well known Rav, who wrote a Tshuva. He wrote a Tshuva in order to battle that Mikveh. And the Chassam Sofer wrote a Tshuva very young in age to be Machshir that Mikveh. And both gave their tshuvas to Reb Nosson Adler to be machria. Reb Nosson Adler looks in the tshuva of the Chassam Sofer and he says straight, halacha kemoisoi, halacha like the Chassam Sofer. So they asked him, what about the other tshuva? I don't bother to look at it. You know why? Says Reb Nosson Adler, he says the Chassam Sofer, in addition to his godless betorah, is a tremendous tzaddik and a yerushimayim who has the siyata d'shmaya la'asuke shemat salibet hilchase. And therefore he says the following beautiful pshat. When the posuk in Iyev says v'hu be'echod u'mi yeshuvenu, says Reb Nosson Adler, v'hu be'echod, the one who's connected with the echod, with the yechidah shel olam, if one is connected to the Rebbeinu shel olam, u'mi yeshuvenu, who can refute, who can challenge his words, who can be meshiv al devoro? It's not important what anybody else wrote. If these are the words that came out of Chassam Sofer, is Alochi Kemoise B'chol Mufein. So as we stand the next 2 days talking to Matan Torah, if you want to be Zeichet to the Siyate Dishmaye to Kabbalah Satayre, and we are remembered that Har Meriah stands Kehara Gabahar over Har Sinai, the Achonet to Matan Torah, the Shloishes Shemei Hakbalah, was in order to be Kiddashtem Hayim Mimochar. So now we understand fully well the prerequisite of the Kiddashtem. Because to be Zoichet to the Siyata Dishmaya and Torah, you have to have the Shemoyer. That's why the Hachon of Kedusha was so important. The extent that we will prepare ourselves, the extent that we will become a Klei Kibul, to be able to receive all of the Ashpoyim and Hashemayim, in order to be Mevatel, to break down all of the barriers, we have to remember what our tapkid is and what our tzorach hasho is in the next few days, to be koine shleimus in the proper achonah, to make ourselves the worthy baal who are mikabel the Torah min hashemayim, and then we'll be zoiche not only takitu kabbalah satorah, but all of the brachos that go along with it, as we say in the hadron, oirich yomim biyemino ubismoila oisha bekoved and bonim and nebonim oiskim betorah bemitzvah mitzvah simcha v'nachas. Sheva, brocha, vatzlocha, biyat, goyil, tzedek, v'mherom, amen.